The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
And this is the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. Cervical check campaigners say they're left disgusted by the HSE for what they claim is a complete rewriting of the facts surrounding the scandal that broke in 2018. Those directly impacted by the HSE's handling of the matter say that their trust of the health system has been further diminished as a result of what they think is a blatant attempt to deny the truth. Joining me to discuss this is Stephen Teep, cervical check patient representative. Stephen, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Anton. Thank you very much for having me.
It is a pleasure. Tell us what it is that the HSE has claimed that offends you so greatly.
Absolutely. The HSE has recently released guidelines for journalists and media outlets and other sources on how they should speak about the cervical check debacle, and gave a little history on actually what went on also in their document. What has us outraged is the language that's used in it and the story that they're trying to project. I think the story is something that we've seen in other areas over the last year and a half and other articles that have been written. But this one angers us the most. Why it angers us is simply because they are cherry picking items on page 8 and 9 on this document from Dr. Gabriel Scally. They're cherry picking bits that they only want us to read. And while doing so, they're brushing under the carpet the problems that actually went on. All of the issues of the outsourcing of labs, lack of governance, the procurement issues, no quality assurance, and so on. But I was just reading over this, Anton, just before, earlier on this morning, and even yesterday and the day before, and I suppose I'm just kind of fuming reading it in a way, because one particular line that they use in it is when they're referring to Dr. Gabriel Scally, they say he confirmed the screening program was effective. As you know from talking about this previously, and many of your listeners would know, Dr. Gabriel Scally didn't say that. Dr. Gabriel Scally said the system was doomed to fail. They were his words.
And it is worth just restating in that context, even, that the issue is not related in any way to the analysis done by Dr. Scally. It is the selection of elements of that analysis and of that report with which you have a concern.
Absolutely. It's the cherry picking of words and the ignoring of the facts that is our biggest issue.
To what degree, if at all, do the HSE run any of this by you? Because I would have thought you and the people who are in a similar situation to you, it would be clear that this is a sensitive area from your perspective, and it might be wise getting your input before publication.
Absolutely. I've said on many a radio show, spoken to many a journalist, and I often say patient representatives and medical professionals working together is in the best interest of a better healthcare system. This document had no collaboration with any patient representative whatsoever. It was simply done in the background and published behind everybody's back. I think if we were involved, we would have seriously raised these issues, of course. And like the line I was saying there, you know, about the screening program was effective. You know, Anton, like, there are so many people involved in this behind the scenes that some people you will never hear about. But only on the 26th of July, my family marked the passing of Irene's fifth anniversary. If the screening program was effective, she would be alive today. And that's a fact. This is how this is insulting to my family, but also to the likes of Emma Fick-Mahuna's family, who got liability admitted by all the parties in her case. She would be alive today if the screening program was effective. Ruth Morrissey, who we saw dragged through the court, who publicly had to fight and win her case. She would be alive today if the screening program was effective. This language that they use, the document that they put together, is nothing more than insulting and hurtful to all of us involved in this, particularly us closer to this, who have been working so closely to try and rebuild trust in the system by pushing the HSC and the Department of Health on implementing Dr. Gabriel Scally's implementation plan. Bear in mind, this is the plan that was born out of his review, his independent review, that the government and the Department of Health put together. So, you know, it's very hurtful, and I'm sorry now to see that we're back here again in this situation.
Forgive me for doing this, Stephen, but I think just to take the role of devil's advocate, will people say, look, given the loss that you have suffered and the bereavement, mm-hmm. and particularly given the, as you say, the fifth anniversary occurring so recently of the death of Irene, that it would be impossible for such a communication to be undertaken by the HSE and it not to find a raw reception from you?
I disagree. The biggest thing here is failure. And in order to address failure, you have to acknowledge what went on in order to correct it and to move forward with a better system. For us, of course, we're always going to have, I suppose, an element of hurt that we're going to carry for the rest of our lives. But bear in mind, we've also been from the very beginning, since Vicky Phelan stood at the courthouse on the 25th of April 2017, have been saying screening does save lives and continue to go to and get screened. But it has failed some of us. We've constantly pushed for the screening program. We have given up hours and days of our lives, some of us, in working alongside the Department of Health and the HSC in rebuilding this screening program for the better, for so the women can trust in it, so the families can trust in it, so widowers aren't made again on a system that is doomed to fail. I think precedent has already been set by the work that we've put in, that we are not bitter. In fact, we are working endlessly to try and put trust back into this system again. And trust has to be built on honesty. And right now, there is no honesty in this document. It needs to be ripped up. And they need to start again with it.
Have you reached out to the HSE? And if so, what response did you get?
Absolutely. Actually, the letter that was, all of this is in relation to, was dated the 23rd of August. We wrote to the HSE highlighting our concerns and requesting a meeting. The meeting was confirmed and set up for the 21st of September. But unfortunately, yesterday, somebody in the HSE decided to leak this letter of ours out onto the public forum, hence why we're now having this conversation. I honestly couldn't tell you why or what they were trying to gain by doing such a thing, given that we had already had a meeting in place. I think this is just trust issues again, their inability to work with patient representatives. And I think, a big apology is needed at this stage.
Stephen, thank you very much for coming on the show this morning. That's Stephen Teep, who is a cervical check patient representative. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent if you want to get in touch with the show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.